Tim Versalotti, let's talk a little bit about next door neighbor Connecticut. Chris Murphy, who's appeared on this program, I should say, many, many times, a brilliant young man, and Linda McMahon, who has her credentials were the development with her husband, I believe, of the World Wrestling Federation, with lots of money, spent $50 million, last time got drubbed, but the polls are showing her a little up in this one.
They sure are. This is a tight race, and this is not a seat that the Democratic Party was thinking they would need to defend. Let's set the table here. This is a seat currently held by Joe Lieberman, who is technically an independent, but he caucuses with the Democrats for organizational purposes and on legislation sometimes in the United States Senate. And the party was really counting on this staying in the Democrats' column. But what we see when you average out the polls that have been done in the race so far, it's Chris Murphy by half a percentage point. This is not 2010, this is not Dick Blumenthal, and there are all sorts of fascinating reasons why that may be the case.
What are they?
I think part of it is, and I've been reflecting on this because I'm struck by how close the race is. It's a bit of a surprise. Part of it is Blumenthal, as attorney general, as state attorney general, was the guy with the white hat in many cases over the years, very high-profile cases like the settlement with the tobacco industry. And so he had pretty positive...
And statewide.
And having won statewide election as well. So he was well thought of coming in, and that helped him to offset that huge financial disadvantage he was at with Linda McMahon spending $50 million. He still beat her by 12 points. Now, in 2012, we've got a member of the House of Representatives, Chris Murphy. He's been in since 2006. His district stretches from just west of Hartford to the New York state line, but he hasn't won a statewide election. But on top of all that, he's coming from an institution that is held in very low regard these days. Public approval of the job Congress is doing is at an all-time low nationally. And so you come out of that political context to run statewide, and on top of that have a trail of votes that your opponent can exploit. That puts him at a disadvantage.
Well, he comes from northwestern Connecticut, and as I remember all of this, and he therefore has those people. They love him, you know, but then you get down towards New York City and the rest of it. Not everybody knows him.
That's right. That's right. And that's the classic situation where that an opponent, a better known opponent, can exploit. And Linda McMahon has done that by flooding the airwaves with ads to define Murphy before he can fully define himself with voters. And it's been rough stuff. The McMahon campaign has raised ethical questions about a mortgage that Chris Murphy got that they argue was at below market rates, and it was after he had had some trouble with the mortgage previously. And whether or not there's a fire where that smoke may be, those are first impressions that some voters form, and those are hard to shake.
I never knew this. Maybe you can help me with this. Are the World Federation wrestling matches on the up and up, or are they phony?
Good You got me on that. I'm out of my area of expertise.
Just a question.
For sure.
Just a question.
Oh, well, and we do see Murphy firing back, and the press is focused on a bankruptcy that Linda McMahon and her husband filed, and folks were left holding the bag, and the press has identified people who never got money from that, never got the full amount they were owed from a couple who are fairly wealthy. And so Murphy's giving as good as he's getting at this point. It's a tough race, and I think it's going to continue to be tough in terms of ads and claims and counterclaims.
I've been having too much fun here, but we only have 4 minutes left, so I'm going to ask you one-minute questions. Ready?
Got it.
Whatever happened to Paul Ryan?
Wow. I have to say, there's a lot of debate over his role on the ticket and whether the Romney campaign is letting Ryan be Ryan enough and whether they're allowing him to fire up the base the way they'd like. Paul Ryan went to speak to a national gathering of the AARP last week, and he was booed over his ideas for reforming Medicare. And it was tough stuff. It was up on YouTube right away. and on all sorts of news and politics websites.
I still don't know what the hell they were doing when they picked him because of exactly that, and I said so the day after they picked him. I just couldn't get it.
You know, well, the argument was that this would fire up the base, the conservative base that was very suspicious of Mitt Romney, and should things not go well for the Republican ticket on Election Day, part of the postmortem may be they didn't let Ryan do what he does best, get out there and talk about tough ideas, but necessary ideas to balance the federal budget. It's a little early to be doing postmortems, but this is not, people who follow politics, this is not where we thought the ticket would be at this point in the race.
Now, Richie Neal, who's always again on this program in this very spot where we're speaking with you, cleaned up the floor with Mr. Schein and Nucifaro, and you pretty well told us that was going to happen. Any surprises there?
No. And I think, looking back, there were a lot of wins against the sales of Andy Nucifaro in particular, a seasoned elected official from Berkshire County. It served in the state Senate, was recorder of deeds for the Middle District. Part of it was overwhelming financial advantage on the part of Richard Neal. Part of it was name recognition, and part of it was lousy timing. Our primary was September 6th, the Thursday, right after the Republican and Democratic National Conventions. Actually, the primary was on the final day of the Democratic National Convention. All the politics news was dominated by presidential news, and a challenger to a long-serving incumbent congressman has a really hard time getting traction.
Plus the fact that the outgoing guy, John Oliver, endorsed Richie Neal against the more liberal rhetoric of the other two guys.
That's true. And that gave Neal entree to this new part of the district for him, which was Berkshire County. Yeah. And also, the one televised debate, Andy Nucifaro and Bill Schein took it to Neal and questioned his progressive credentials in terms of tax policy, and the debate became very arcane in terms of policy details. You and I would just lap it up, but the average voter might have been sitting there saying, what, depreciation? What? I have no idea what these guys are talking about. And so that, I think, worked against the challengers as well.
Well, Tim Bresolotti, director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, and a great raconteur about all of these issues. We so appreciate your being with us, and it's always inspirational, and we always learn something. Thank you, Tim.
Oh, you're very welcome.